Yeah, let's see. There were definitely some hits and some misses for sure. Great race for Jessie. She, I think early on in the day, she might have in the early on stages, she might have been tied for maybe as much as maybe ninth or so, in maybe the first split, and just kind of like kept fighting hard and working her way up. If you talk to her, she probably told you that maybe she felt like she started a little bit too conservatively, and had to battle her way back up from that position. But at the same time, like she was skiing fast at the end, and I think it's kind of hard to fault a skier when they're skiing fast at the end, if they think they've really gone a little too slow at the beginning. It seemed like just overall her pacing was quite good to have an excellent race. But she did a really awesome job, the best of any of the USA athletes, of just kind of getting on and off the ski on all these hills. And she also did a really good job of like looking for the places where maybe the track was had slightly less deep. Like so she'd get over there and kind of ski on the edge of the trail quite a bit, at least in the section where I saw her. Even though sometimes you had to ski over a pine bough, the pine boughs or something like that. So she was doing great there. Let's see, next was Rosie. I think solid for Rosie. I think after when I talked to her, she felt like that wasn't great, but wasn't a disaster by any means. Felt, she was our last of our starters, I believe. So she probably had a little bit of like the worst conditions to deal with, but yeah, just kind of a solid race for her, but nothing earth-shattering. Then let's see. Sadie was next. Sadie was disappointed in her race. She was not feeling good from the start. She felt like her legs were heavy, and I think you could see that in the way that she was skiing. She just wasn't getting on and off the ski very quickly. And it's always, I think one of the challenges is that like if you've done the tour de ski and then you've gotten sick afterwards, like she did, she was sick for a few days, first days that she was recovering in our Romsau camp, and then you start building back into it, and that sometimes the first race back can be great, like it was for Jessie, or it can be kind of like a little bit of a wake-up call, like it probably was for Sadie, but she just wasn't feeling her best today, and that definitely showed, and she was definitely disappointed, a little disappointed in her race. But I think she's in great fitness, as we saw on the tour, especially the way that she finished the tour. So like she doesn't have to worry about her fitness. She just has to kind of get her feet back underneath her, and that could happen as soon as tomorrow. Great race for Julia. Like she early on, I think she was kind of running just outside of the top 20 in the race. So she started aggressively. She moved well. She faded a little bit compared to some of the skiers around her on her last lap, on her second 5K, basically, and ended up 30th, I believe. But she should be proud of her effort. Like she was in the mix. She's a powerful skier, and it's sloppy conditions. Sometimes that's a tough combination. But she had great energy out there the whole time. Caitlin was not very satisfied with her race. She doesn't feel like she was a little bit sick after US Nationals and just didn't feel like she's back quite yet. Like she's got her feet underneath her. She also, as I mentioned, just got off the plane on Monday. And so, she's not fully acclimated back to this time zone yet either. So I think she probably just needs another race or two. Elena, great job by her. Actually, I haven't had a chance to really like dive into the race with her, but I thought she moved quite well through the race. Like every time I saw her, she was not getting bogged down. She was turning it over. She was moving with confidence. And she doesn't have very much World Cup experience. I think she just started in Quebec City for the World Cup finals last year, and then this is her, fourth World Cup start today. So I think that's pretty solid, and I'm confident she's gonna like take some steps forward in the next weeks.